Hey, I'm Mike.
Hey, I'm Ethan.
I watched the first half of Cloak and Dagger.
I watched the second half of Cloak and Dagger.
And this is the other half.
Old school?
Discord.
This is old school, I think.
Yeah, I know. Is it old school?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, do you want to do it then?
I'll do it.
Okay, cool.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Cloak and Dagger.
Yeah, a movie I've never heard of before. Why are you watching it?
We're watching it because our friend of the Discord, Old School Zero, has recommended this movie and said it has a good two halves in it. Much different tones.
Interesting.
Which I'm very curious to hear about. What I learned about this movie is that apparently it was released kind of as like a cooperative.
An advertisement.
No, double feature with Last Starfighter.
Oh,
which
interesting.
Is a movie I really enjoy. I've not seen in a long time. We could watch it for the podcast. It's been that long.
See, I was going to say it felt like a advertisement for a video game.
For Atari?
Yeah.
Well, what's interesting about this is the movie does seem like an advertisement for the game Cloak and Dagger, but that game, while it did exist, never came out to home console until like 2022.
What?
Yeah, it was only an arcade-only game. It never was able to port it. It was never able to be ported to.
So it wasn't just a cartridge you could buy and play at home?
It was
what
just
the fuck?
According to Wikipedia, from what I looked it up.
Because I was like, this is such a clever like way of going. Like, watch the movie and then buy the cartridge and see if you can get. Because the whole point is that if you get a certain amount of points, then you'll be able to like open up a secret code in the game where you can like get like some kind of government secret. I'm like, oh, this is a genius way of getting kids to buy the game, is because then they can get the high score and then see if they have the right copy or whatever.
That's like, so interesting. Because the plot of Last Starfighter is that like you have to get like a certain score and then you get recruited by aliens that are like you can now pilot the Starcraft, this spaceship enough. And I'm like, very cute that these both were released as a double feature, because I honestly didn't know that was the plot of this movie. Is that because like I knew there was the Cloak and Dagger game,
right?
But I didn't know what like. It mattered,
the
you know, like
it
what
yeah.
It was just like, oh, it has government secrets on it. And I'm like, okay, maybe they just had a custom ROM they put on there or something. I didn't know it was like, this is in every game. And
not in every game, just in one specific game.
Right. But like in every copy of this game, right?
No.
I assume. No, it was just that one specific one.
Yes.
Weird.
Yeah. So which is why it was like, oh, this is a really clever way of going like, you might get this one specific.
It's like the
copy
golden ticket,
game.
Baby.
Exactly. Exactly. So that's why I was like, oh, this is a genius way of selling a video game to kids.
Yeah.
The movie opens in Russia.
Wow.
We're in Russia. We see two guards speaking Russian,
mm-hmm.
and there was no captions. And I was like, oh.
Bold choice.
Yeah. I was like, that's interesting. And I like pulled the captions on. I was trying to turn the captions on. It just says speaking Russian. So I was like, okay.
I guess we're not going to know what they say.
I guess not. And then a man parachutes in, and his parachute is the USA flag.
Hell yeah, brother.
And he
it's
speaks
Guile from Street Fighter.
And he speaks Russian to the guards.
Huh.
And then he tranquilizes it, but he speaks Russian again, no captions. And I was like, what is going on here? This guy is Jack Flack.
Jack Flack.
Jack Flack. He's got a little mustache, got a hat.
He's got a beret, right?
He's got a beret.
Yeah, he's very spy, like commando spy looking.
He looks
dude.
Pretty cool.
He also looks like he should have a British accent.
But he doesn't.
He doesn't.
He's a very, like...
He's very American.
American.
Despite
American.
Looking British as hell.
Well, it's just the mustache, I think, that makes
the
him
mustache.
British.
British people love mustache. Americans...
A little thin mustache.
Besides, like,
guys
Tom
like
Selleck.
A big, thick mustache. No, yeah. Guys... No, Americans like a big, thick mustache. French people
thin.
And British people... Thin,
I think British
mustache.
People are kind of in the middle.
You think so?
I think French people love the thin.
The thinnest of
British
mustaches.
People are in the middle.
Yeah,
Americans
yeah.
love the big, thick ones.
Thick ones, yeah. Everything's bigger in America.
That's what I say in Texas, baby.
And
I'm gonna
this
tell
movie
you.
Takes place in Texas.
It does.
It's San Antonio.
A lot of Alamo references.
Yes. So what happens next? We are following Jack Flack.
It's funny how it's like rhymes with Jack Black. Right? Like, it's such a similar... It's basically one letter away from Jack Black.
When I think the dad calls him Jack Flack, it sounds like he's saying Jack Black. And yes, it does. It does. It weirded me out the first time.
Mm-hmm.
But no. So we see Jack Flack. he meets up with some heads of state from random foreign countries, all of which are very tastefully represented. And
this is the 80s, baby.
And he's able to beat them all and take a suitcase that they're carrying. And then suddenly a giant D20 rolls towards him, and we realize that this is actually an RPG game.
What?
That is being played by a child named Davey, who is the kid from E.T.
So is a giant D20, like, does it look cool?
It actually kind of did.
Yeah.
Honestly, some of the visuals in this movie look pretty cool.
There's some pretty good effects in this
movie.
This movie has a budget.
It's surprising, or at least it knew what to do with it.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like, because like, yeah, the budget I think mostly went to the effects and maybe getting the kid from E.T.
This movie was apparently written around the kid for E.T.
He's great in this.
He's good in it. Yeah.
He's good.
He's doing a good job.
Written around him, not around the game?
Nah, I ain't gonna fuck about the game. Wow. But like, the script is written for him. If they could play any game, it doesn't have to be Cloak and Dagger, you know?
I suppose you're right. So yeah, we're gonna call him Davey, because that's his character name. But yeah,
it is indeed, I agree, we should call him by his character name.
Yeah, he is like a crazy child, and
he's wilding over here.
He
keeps thinking there's aliens, he wants to phone home all the time.
He does think that he is a spy, or that he wants to be a spy, and that Jack Flack is real, mm-hmm. and he sees Jack Flack like in his like...
This is like the danger of video games in the 80s, when it's like, exactly. You're playing so much video games, you're going to think they're real, bro.
But he's not even playing video games. He's playing like, this is actually, yeah.
Yeah, it's an RPG, so I guess it's not even playing.
Well, but back in the day, like playing D&D was.
Oh, you're right. D&D was like summoning like demons and stuff.
Right.
Because you're like pretending, and it's like, do you know acting?
So we meet him. He's really good at D&D.
Yeah.
And we also meet his friend, Kim, who's this little girl. And then we meet Morris.
So I thought Kim was his sister for the longest time.
Me too.
But I guess
she's not. She's just a friend.
So who's Morris?
Morris is a guy who wears glasses. He's got a little. He's got a beard. He's sort of a bigger guy.
I've never seen him.
You do see him in your half of the movie.
I do?
You do.
How?
You see him.
Oh, okay.
And I'll tell you what.
Okay. I'm scared.
So Morris is a computer repairman as well as like a hacker. He's a big old nerd. And they like to hang out with him. Sort of similar to like how like... Marty McFly hangs out with the professor.
Sure.
The Doc Brown, you know. So he's like fixing
like this age is not super appropriate,
yeah, but
whatever.
But he's
fine.
Also like, he's harmless. He's
yeah.
just, you know, he's just like a bearded guy who hangs on the internet.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he's
like,
not scary to children.
No, not at all. He's showing them cool stuff. He's like basically like,
he's just like a guy with a beard and glasses
this is
on the
like,
computer.
This is not Lawnmower Man, right? You know, he's not Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah, exactly.
But he could be.
Oof. So he's in the back and he's obsessed with computers, and he asks Kim and Davey to go to Textronics, which is, I guess, like a big high-end place that makes, like, technology in Texas.
Sure.
And it's a computer company. He's like, can you go there?
I think
and
this would be like Texas Instruments is kind of like the vibe.
Exactly.
Right?
They make calculators.
Yeah, so you can cheat.
High-end calculators.
You can put Doom on it, right?
Did you ever played with those, right?
Yeah, I had a high-end calculator in college. For my algebra class. Mm. Algebra class? Is that what I'm doing in college? Man, I feel like I shouldn't be doing algebra in college.
You should have learned that in homeschool.
I had a liberal arts degree, so the math requirements were pretty low.
Yeah, that's true.
I'll be honest, I didn't really do math when I was in real school, like high school.
You bought a very expensive technological calculator.
To kind of get myself through the
just
college
just to play
one.
Video games.
Well, I actually never installed those mods. I should have.
You should have.
I'm pretty sure I sold my calculator for quite a lot of money, because they're still worth a lot.
They are, yeah.
But
I don't know what happened to mine.
But they're good little things for answering most questions without having to actually do the problem.
That's
so,
true.
You know,
they're pretty
cool
great.
Once you figured it out.
So, that compared to that, they go to a computer company building. And Morris is like, can you go there? And I want you to pick up their updated catalog and a Twinkie for me, please. And Davey's like, come on, give us like a real mission. And he's like, oh, fucking just do this shit, kid. Like, I just wanted my fucking Twinkie
I want my
and a catalog.
Twinkie.
So Davey, who is obsessed with playing,
what is
a spy,
he gonna be? Is he gonna turn into that guy from Zombieland, the Woody Harrelson character from Zombieland, where he loved Twinkies?
No.
Aw. Damn.
Man, remember Zombieland?
There was a sequel to that movie.
There was, and there was a TV show.
There was a TV show. I forgot about the TV show completely. I remember the sequel and like.
Everyone returned for some reason.
And then no one, I felt like no one
Nobody
watched
cared.
It. No one
yeah.
watched it. It was like, yeah, Zombieland was kind of cool back in the day.
Yeah.
That was it.
That's all it was. Yeah.
Was that Emma Stone in that?
That was Emma Stone and Abigail Breslin and Woody Harrelson, obviously. And
oh my God.
What's his name?
That was like one of Emma Stone's like earlier roles.
It has to have been,
yeah.
right? Like, this is probably like after Easy A maybe. Or
I think it was like after
Easy
A.
Yeah.
That's wild. And
yeah. Jesse Eisenberg.
She's won like two Oscars now. That's crazy.
Three Oscars, I think.
I think it's only two.
Okay. Either way. I'm not gonna
How dare you argue with me about movie knowledge?
I know.
You know I'm the master here
exactly.
about this, not you at all.
Nope. So Davey is obsessed with playing spy.
Uh-huh.
But this embarrasses I wrote down his sister. It embarrasses Kim a lot. He says he's like, hey, we should go to Textronics and then split up. You take the elevator and I'll take the stairs.
Okay.
And they're standing by the elevator and then they see some suspicious men with guns. Well, Davey sees suspicious men with guns, but Kim doesn't believe him because it's like Davey's always making shit up, you know, because he believes in spies and stuff like that. And espionage. So Davey goes up the stairs and he sees Jack in the stairway with him. But we see that Jack isn't reflected in windows because obviously he's a figment of Davey's imagination.
Oh, cool.
Pretty cool effect, honestly. I say he's got an active imagination, blah, 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 blah. And then he's like looking out the window and he can see his reflection in the window from like, it's interesting. You can see his reflection in the window across the street. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And then he can also see the windows in the like, upper part of the building, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So he sees one floor above him in the window. He sees a guy getting beaten up by the guys downstairs.
Okay.
The guys that had the guns. Mm-hmm. And then that guy like manages to escape the like onslaught that is occurring to him. And he stumbles into the stairway and he sees Davey and he hands him the Atari cartridge for Cloak and Dagger.
Uh-huh.
And then he's like, run, run. And then the guys with the guns pop out and shoot the guy. And the guy falls down the stairway and lands at the base of the stairway.
Damn.
Right in front of Davey. Mm-hmm. And Davey's like, oh, shit. So Davey goes and he calls for help. And he's like, police, police, there's a dead man. There's these guys. He shot him. And he goes to show the police the body, but the body's gone.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Where'd that body go?
Is Davey hallucinating? Gotta know. Is Davey hallucinating?
Maybe.
We don't know. Maybe Davey's hallucinating.
That is kind of interesting that it's like, what is real, what's not?
Right. We assume that Davey's telling the truth because he does have that cartridge. The cartridge is real.
How else would he get it?
Right. So Davey is driven home by the cops. His dad, who looks just like Jack Flack, by the way,
yeah,
but with a worse mustache and gray hair. this is where we learn that Davey's mom died recently.
Oh.
So him and the dad are really going through this whole scene where like Davey's like, I miss mom. And he's like, you and I both miss her a lot. Yeah, she really meant a lot.
Classic 80s stuff. Dead parent. We both feel connected.
Davey's dad looks
that.
Way older than like he should be, I feel like, for Davey.
Well, I also think that, I mean, look, man, your sperm is good for a while, dude. He could be pumping him in. You know, who knows how young his mom was?
I mean, we do see a photo of her. She does look a little bit young for
well,
the
she's
dad.
Not dead, so.
What? Know. Well, mom is dead.
No, I'm saying she's not dead in the photo, so she's quite young.
Probably. That's true. That's true.
So now she's dead. So.
She is dead now. We don't know what she died from. But yeah. And then
just
the dad.
Just being in a movie.
Just being a mom in a
just
movie.
Being a mom in a movie. Being a plot. The plot
killer. A plot device. Yeah, exactly. The dad says that he's going to take Davey to the doctor because Davey's starting to have way too active imagination. He needs to speak to like a psychiatrist, basically.
Mm.
Okay. There's an extended scene where Davey's playing Cloak and Dagger, and I just wrote down cool commercial because it's just him playing levels of the game.
I mean, it's cool. Like people are going to go to the arcade, I guess, and play it. It is weird. It's so weird that it was not,
a home console. Yeah. No. It's very strange.
Like the thing about Last Starfighter is they only play the arcade version. So yeah. It's like, that makes sense.
And I was watching the game again, play. I'm like, this is like a pretty fun game. Like I'd probably like, honestly, if I was a kid in the '80s and I watched this movie, I'd be like, I want to play that fucking
play
game.
Game. Yeah.
It was like fun. So then they get a call from a random phone call in the middle of the night, and it's the guys that killed the guy.
Not the guys who killed the guy.
The guys that killed the guy.
The guys who killed the guy.
Yeah, and Davey knows who it is immediately, but the dad obviously doesn't believe him. Next morning, the dad goes to work. He works at an Air Force base.
Mm.
And Davey is...
So he's a military guy. He's not a cop.
He's not a cop. He's a military guy. Dad is to go work at the Air Force base. Davey is worried that the guys will attack him while he's gone. Mm. And so he calls Kim up because they have like walkie talkies.
Yeah.
And he tells Kim.
Big 80s energy. Like this feels like Stranger Things shit.
Yeah, very much so. Do they bike around too? I don't remember them biking.
No, they take buses.
They take
public transportation. Instead.
Yeah, which is great. He's like, Kim, please come over. And Kim's like, you got me in trouble. And then he's like, come on, do it. And then the men arrive and the Davey manages to escape and he heads over to Morris. Because Morris knows a thing or two about video games.
Mm-hmm.
So he takes the cartridge, gives it to Morris, and Morris is able to, he's like, opens up the cartridge, and he's like, huh, this is a very mysterious looking microchip inside. Whoever put this together knew what they were doing and was trying to hide something.
Sneaky, sneaky.
So he's like, I'm going to play the game and look for any like hidden information while you're gone.
Classic.
So
be a real gamer now.
Exactly.
I love movies that are like, yeah, you just play the game, you get the secrets. It's like, that's not how it works, but
yeah, why not just like put in like a computer and like go through the code?
It. Yeah, I don't know.
Morris isn't that smart. So Davey hears over the walkie-talkie that the bad guys have captured Kim, because Kim wound up actually going to Davey's house, but the bad guys were there. So they capture Kim. So Kim's in danger. So they're like, if you want your friend back, you're going to have to exchange Kim for the cartridge. Mm. And so he's like, okay. So he picks up another copy of Cloak and Dagger, just like a normal copy from the store that Morris runs.
Okay.
And he goes, and he's going to exchange that one for Kim, basically. He's
Smart enough.
Very clever. So he talks with the bad guys, and he says that he's like...
How much of this is being influenced by Jack? Jack Flack.
Oh, Jack's constantly, he's like...
He's like there the whole time, right?
Yeah. Jack's like, oh, you should steal this video game.
He's basically giving him advice.
Right. Sorry. I should be mentioning more about
Jack. No, it's okay. I was wondering how relevant he was. Pretty much he
pops up a lot. Yeah. Okay. He's constantly telling all the smart stuff that Davey's doing, it's all Jack, basically. Yeah. He's there. Davies meets up with the bad guys in like a private little like park in San Antonio. Mm-hmm. And he's like the bad guy whose name is like Dr. Rice. Mr. Rice.
Okay. Very scary. Very frightening. I wonder if he's Jasmine or if he's like sushi rice. I don't know what kind of rice he is. Long grain.
White.
Short grain.
Definitely white.
He's definitely white rice.
He's like, if you don't hand that cartridge over to me, because there's other forces at play. Bad things happen after 5:30, basically. He says. I don't know if that comes into play.
It's really funny because it's like kids, like, I don't know, bedtime or like when they have to go home.
It's also funny because he's like, why tell him this? Like, this doesn't matter to Davey. Just go, like, give me the fucking cartridge, you kid. You snot-nosed child. So they make a trade. Davey and Kim run off, but then the bad guys realize that they've been duped. And so they go chase Davey and Kim. Kim heads to Morris to warn him about danger coming, and Davey's chased by the gunmen. We then come back to Morris. Morris is playing the game, and then he actually does get the special high score.
Nice. He's such a gamer.
And the game reveals why it is so important. It has plans for a stealth bomber inside. And when you hit a certain level, that's the cloak and dagger. It's a cloak and... Oh, well, yeah, I see what you're saying.
A dagger,
because
it's going to stab stuff.
Exactly.
With bombs.
And while Morris is looking at the plans, a bad guy walks in and shoots him.
Oh,
yeah, poor Morris. Morris is dead.
R.I.P. Yeah. F's in chat for Morris. That's why I don't see him in my half.
No, you do see him in your half.
No, I definitely don't.
He's in the trunk of the car.
I know.
Davey runs through a populated area in San Antonio. And the whole time I'm like, this looks pretty sweet. I gotta visit San Antonio. This
looks
pretty
awesome.
It's
a good ad for San Antonio. That's a real advertisement. You're like, it's not for a video game. They're like, they show you the Alamo Museum.
Is that really true?
Yep.
And there's this extended scene where they're like on a little boat tour. Like Davey runs on a boat tour in order to like evade the gunmen. But then the gunmen get on the boat tour as well.
Is there
an
old lady there?
There is an old lady and an old man. What the hell's up with them?
Okay. Just wondering.
They're there and they're like, oh, what's going on? And he's like, you wouldn't believe me if I told you. And they're like, try us. And then he's like, that guy's trying to kill me. And he goes, she like looks over at the guy and the guy's like looking at like Davey. And then she's like, he looks more like a pervert than a killer.
What?
Because he's like looking for a child, you know? But I was like, what is up with these old people? They don't even help Davey either. No, they're just there.
That's weird.
Yeah, it is weird. I wonder what's going on with them.
I don't know.
So then Davey eventually escapes the boat, leaving the bad guys on it. And he gets to Morris's shop, finds Kim.
How's
who's
he escape?
Crying.
Does he jump in the water?
So it's a whole thing where there's a paddle boat coming by. And so he jumps on the paddle boat and then jumps on the shore. Okay. And the other guys aren't
able
to get off.
He does a little Frogger.
He does a little Frogger.
Reference to another Atari game.
You should get a lot of Atari games. Spend money on Atari.
Atari, it's big. It's coming back, folks.
It's coming, baby. So he goes back to Morris's shop. Kim is there and she's crying because she finds bullet holes all over the place. But I'm like, oh, maybe Morris isn't dead. You know, just because you find bullet holes in a place doesn't mean the guy's dead. You don't see blood.
Yeah, that's true.
But I'm also like, this is a kid's movie. You know, you're not going to see like dead bodies.
You're going to see a dead body.
Yeah. So, Davey goes to Textronics. I don't know if they must have gotten some kind of like stunt double. I kind of want to look this up while you're telling your half the movie. Because there's a lot of the kid that plays Davey, a lot of him running in front of cars.
Yeah.
Does that happen in your half too?
No, not really.
It happens a lot in my half. There's one scene where like he's on a bus and he jumps off the bus and he jumps off the bus into a hard sprint and then a van comes out of nowhere and almost clips him.
That's cool.
And it was just like, holy shit, like you can't put this kid in danger like that.
Sure you can, man. It's the 80s. Reagan's there. He's like, deregulate all child safety. Let them run in front of buses.
And then, like, there's this scene where it's Davies.
I was an actor.
Yeah, right? Well, nothing happened to me.
It's easy.
I can't remember anything. and Davies, he's trying to cross a busy street, but he can't. And then Jack's like, just do it confidently. And Jack just walks, like, down the street.
Oh, yeah, because he can't get hit.
And then Davey does it. And there's, like, two cars almost fucking smash into him. I was just like, Jesus Christ, you can do this.
To be fair, that's how I feel most people who walk into the street. They just do it confidently.
That's true. And you don't hit them.
Usually they're fine.
But this is a movie with children. Like, that's so crazy. Either way.
It's crazy. Crazy lesson to teach kids.
So they go into Textronics. Also, Davey tells Kim to call his call her mom and to have the mom call the cops and tell them all the information that they know, basically.
Okay.
So they go to Textronics and they find the parking spot for Mr. Rice. And then they open up the trunk of the car and they find
a dead body. He's dead, dude. And you're like, were you like, holy shit? Because you're like, there's no way they're going to show a dead body.
I was like, there's no way they're going to show a dead body.
No, dude. Dead fucking body. Yeah. And in fact, he's like, we got to go hide in there. So Davey has to climb in the car with the dead body because the dude starts showing up.
Yeah.
Because this guy, this mustache man, is like, get in there.
Yeah.
I'm like, where's the mustache man going to hide? And then he just like kind of hides behind the wall and then disappears. And I'm like, what the fuck?
You must have been very confused.
I was like, who the fuck
what
is this guy?
What do you think
guy?
Was going on? Like, a ghost or something?
Well, then he reappeared inside the thing. And I was like, he's an imaginary friend.
Oh,
he's like,
okay.
This imaginary, like, figured dude it out. To help him out. But yeah, I mean, it's like, what else could it be?
He was ghost? Like,
I don't know, man. The way he's talking to him, it felt like he was an imaginary friend.
Yeah. Did you ever have an imaginary friend?
I feel like I did, but I don't remember anything about them.
Me neither.
Must
but
have been
I
pretty
agree.
Shitty.
Yeah, must have been a bad friend.
A bad friend.
Yeah, abandoned I had an imaginary
me.
Friend, but then he abandoned me and hung out with other people.
Started bullying me.
Yeah,
know.
Exactly.
Being a dickhead.
I had an imaginary bully.
Yeah, in homeschool, you got to think of a lot of things. You got to complete the whole picture. You got imaginary friend, imaginary bully, imaginary lunch lady,
imaginary crush,
imaginary teacher.
Yeah. Imaginary teacher, is that just your parents?
Anyway, Mike. So, yeah, so let's see. The dude comes back into the car. He's, like, trying to look for the body, but he just gets to the car and drives off. Mm. And, like, Davey's, like, having
a crisis.
So Davey's
in the trunk of the car with a corpse?
Yes, and he's
Jesus
like,
Christ.
He's like, he was my friend. Why did they kill him? And so they stop at some place. It's from the Alamo.
Mm-hmm.
And the guys are like, I
remember that place.
I remember it. And the guys out front who drove the car are like, well, wait a couple minutes. We'll make the drop. Remember the Alamo, boys? And so this guy looks like Will Ferrell gets in the car, like, hold off the place.
Yeah.
But then the trunk pops open. The kid runs and sneaks out of the car. But the guy doesn't notice him leave.
Because he's a child.
Yeah. The child goes into the Alamo. He's sneaking around. And old lady spots him.
Oh.
And says, I saw you when you were jumping off a boat.
Mm-hmm.
That's the last time I saw you.
There you go.
And he's like, yeah, my name's Davey. And she's like, not Davey Crockett by chance. Ha ha ha.
Oh, Davey Crockett's at the Alamo, yeah.
He's like, no, no, no. So the kid then like steals the backpack from the bad guy, like the case.
Mm-hmm.
And he runs away, but the security officer catches him. But the old people, they like him and the old lady and her husband like cover him. And
right.
He's like, oh, you know, he's just a weird guy. I told him to get my camera bag, but he grabbed the wrong one.
Mm.
And it's like, they get the drop from the other guy, and they talk to him like, hey, it's okay, right? He's like, but Davey's sitting there. He goes in the back with the old lady, and they go into her car. And she's like, I'll take you out of here. We'll be fine.
This is
a whole misunderstanding.
Who is this old woman?
And the old man, like, does like a swap because he's like, oh, clearly this kid wants this thing,
right?
So this is a swap, and she's like, don't worry, he's swapping his camera case with the other one. And they get in the car and they drive off. He's like, oh, why don't you open up that bag there, kid? He opens it up, like, oh, my cloak and dagger game. And like, yeah, good job. He's like, do you know there's an extra microchip in it? They're gonna give it to a foreign spy with two fingers missing. And these old people are like, oh, that's really crazy, man. Whatever
you were doing
you
an old person voice just now, so I thought the old lady was saying that. I was like, whoa, this old lady's ahead of the curve.
This old lady was very excited.
Yeah.
No, but then she removes her gloves, and she only has two fingers. So they're the spies,
oh,
dude.
Oh, shit.
So they got exactly what they wanted, and everything gets all dreamy and weird, and he starts to pass out, and the old people are just talking serious spy business. And
So wait, they're the bad guys.
They're the bad guys, and the old lady fucking chloroforms Davey.
Oh, my gosh.
And he passes out. And he ends up back in the trunk of where he was originally with the dead
the
body.
The body.
They're like, take care of him. And they're like, we should really kill this kid. And I'm like, no, we'll kill him when he gets to the desert.
Mm.
While they're chatting, the bad guys run off. These are the three bad guys. They take off.
So what three bad guys? We've got the two old people.
The two old people are gone. They're out of the picture. We got the three, like, kind of like, I don't know. They look like, just picture dudes from the 80s.
I know what you're talking
they
about.
They look just like, they look like dads from the 90s.
dads from the 90s.
I had that epiphany when I was watching this. I'm like, these just look like dads.
Yeah,
but
they were
but
dads.
But they look younger.
Yeah. Young dads.
Young dads.
Just imagine young dads.
Young dads.
Yeah.
So he calls Kim on the car phone, and he says, meet me at the airport. She's like, how much does it get there? He's like, use your bus pass. He's like, okay. And so the bad guys talk about, like, well, we're going to blow up that little girl. We're going to blow her up.
Blow up the girl?
We're going to blow her up an explosive thing. I don't know. They have a remote control in their hand. And they click it and they say, it's going to blow up in an hour. It's going to go off at midnight.
Imagine having a button to press that doesn't go off for an hour.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking.
Why not just press the button and blow it up?
Maybe because it's like you're farther away from the evidence at this point.
Then wait.
That's, I don't know, man. It's
whatever.
Dumb.
Whatever. That's stupid. So dumb.
It's very dumb. So, They click the button, and so Davey steals the car while they're clicking the button outside, and he tries to drive away. They start shooting at him. He escapes. The car's all messed up, though. It's all beat up.
Got a bunch of bullet holes.
He drives into the street after, well, not just bullet holes. Like, he's just crashing things.
Oh,
he's a kid driving.
He's a child.
He can barely see over the steering wheel.
Yeah, yeah.
He arrives in, like, a movie set and has, like, a chase there. It's clearly, like, the Universal backlot looking thing. And he
the E.T. ride is there.
Exactly. Yeah. So he crashes. And, like, a bunch of cement dumps over him, so he can't use anything in the car.
Oh.
So he gets out. He calls. He goes to the phone. He calls. Before he goes to the phone, excuse me. He calls Kim on the on the radio, the walkie-talkie.
Mm-hmm.
But she can hear him, but he can't hear her. So then Davey realizes that the bomb is in the walkie-talkie that Kim has.
Oh, my God.
That's where the bomb is, not her house, is what he thought it was originally.
That's a pretty clever way of, like, hiding
the
bomb.
It also doesn't really make sense, because, like, I feel like bombs are heavy. And, like, why can she transmit audio, but he can't?
Mm.
Like, why? What kind of weird thing? Do you, like, remove half of the audio? Like,
I see. You got a cinema sin.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, the movie's got a plot hole.
Plague plot hole. Cloak and Dagger, more like plot and hole. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's right.
The spy is so excited about this whole thing. I don't know who this guy is, but he's hyped. He's like, this is exciting. I can't die. And Dave's like, I can die. That's not good.
Yeah.
And so he goes to a payphone and is, like, calling his dad. He's like, listen, Dad, I don't believe me, but, like, this isn't a game. There's a bunch of people. They're trying to kill me. He's like, Davey, calm down.
Did you see the dad and did you recognize him?
No. I was like, that's just his dad.
Yeah, you didn't realize that he looked the same.
No, not
yeah,
anything.
Of course not.
So then the van.
Of course not.
Of course not. Why would you think my
yeah.
No, he has a completely different hat on.
Yeah, that's true. His mustache looks different.
His mannerisms are different.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Different person.
Different
he
person.
He really blends into the two roles.
Right, right, right.
So then the van hits the telephone booth. But Davey gets out of the way in time. But the band crashes and the bad guys knock down the spy. He's like, dude, Davey, take the gun. Take his gun. He's like, no, I can't take the gun. I got to go to the airport and save Kim. And he's like, okay, fine. Because Kim is, like, already on the bus to the airport. And you see, like, a cutout of, like, the bomb inside her backpack.
Mm-hmm.
And this big-ass walkie-talkie. Great. Like, back then, you could stub anything in a walkie-talkie. Those things are huge.
There's a massive. Yeah, they really are. How big would you compare them to be? Like,
I'm trying to think of something nowadays that we regularly use that is.
Like a milk carton.
I think a little small, like a slim milk carton. Like, you know, a milk carton.
Like a half gallon.
A half, like, oat milk type of thing situation.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a little bit smaller.
About that size.
It's about that size.
Yeah.
So yeah, he goes and the spy is like, he's running away. He's going to the airport. But the spy's like, you got to kill these guys. They're on your tail, man. They're going to get you. Like, they almost got you at that telephone, the telephone booth. You got to kill them. He's like, I don't want to kill anyone. And so he, like, skims his knee on the concrete and has, like, a whole, like, crisis basically with the spy dude. And the spy's like,
oh no,
listen, how many people have I killed for you over the years? And I'm like, what are you talking about?
Oh my God.
I assume. So what I thought was, like, he was the character in Cloak and Dagger.
Yes.
Is he?
Well, kind of.
Kind of?
He is the character. Yeah, kind of.
But I feel like he's from something else. He's like a
he's
little...
from his like our like his he plays him like in what do you call it in the D&D thing, right? Like, that's a character that he plays.
Oh, okay. So that's why he's the mini of it.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, interesting. So he's literally just attached to his mini character. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, remember the Crossfire Gambit? It's like, well, you got to hide and get the first guy, and then you cross him up. He's like, all right, fine. Davey's like, I'll do it. So he hides under this bridge. And it's actually a really cool scene because the guy's walking around like a pretty much like a submachine gun.
Whoa.
Looking for
imagine
him.
Shooting a child with a submachine gun.
I know.
In and Texas.
I know. Well, that's where I would imagine.
Yeah, that's true.
So then he like hiding under the bridge and he almost sees him, but a rat runs out and he shoots the rat. There's a pretty good effect. This rat like blood flies everywhere.
Whoa.
And the rat like flips over and he dies. I'm just like, oh my God. And he's like, all right, I got him. I got the noise.
Yeah.
And so the guy runs off. And
he runs off.
The guy basically continues going, and his buddy, his backup buddy, comes through. And so what Davey does is he goes for the backup buddy and says, hey, look at our hair! And taunts him, and the backup guy starts shooting at Davey, but Davey runs by the other dude.
Ooh,
and this dude
shoots up the dude.
This dude kills his friend.
Whoa.
Because he was trying to shoot Davey.
Does he cry? Does he like...
Absolutely does not give a fuck.
About killing his friend?
He does not care. Continues moving on.
Oh, if I shot you... I'd be very upset about
it. Exactly. These guys must not. This is like
it would be like, you know,
this is like shooting your coworker you don't like.
Yeah, that's fair. It would be like in that scene where like the Rancor dies and the dude's like sitting next to
That's what it would be.
That's
I
what
mean,
it would be
honestly
like,
saying.
Yeah. I'd be like, whoa.
and then your buddy, like, I don't know, some guy would come up and be like, oh, did I die? Yeah. And pat you on the back. And
yeah.
Be like, oh.
Yeah. Shirt off.
Shirt off.
That's
the
exactly
whole time.
What it'd
yeah.
be like.
Nipples
yeah.
out.
Yep.
Exactly it.
Yep.
So this other guy's dead. He just straight up
Damn.
Basically almost kills, basically kills a guy.
He does kill a guy.
Yeah. So then, the spy's like, steal his gun. And he's like, all right, fine, I'll steal the gun. So he takes the gun and the other bad guy corners him. He corners Davey. And Davey's pointing his gun at him. This guy, he's a little freak. You know, he's not sad about his buddy
no.
killing his other friend.
And he's willing to just murder a child.
And he's like, I'm going to kill you, kid.
Yeah.
And he's like, you got a little squirt gun there? He's like, it's a real gun. He's like, no, it's a squirt gun, man. You're just going to, you know what I'm going to do? You know, I'm going to torture you, little kid. You've been a huge pain in my ass.
Yeah.
I'm going to blow both your kneecaps off.
Whoa.
And then I'm going to shoot you in the stomach so you start bleeding out. And you're going to wish you were dead. You're going to like beg me to finish the job. And I won't do it. I just want to watch you suffer.
Jesus Christ.
He's like, I don't want to shoot you. He's like, but I want to shoot you.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, oh, my God, dude. What is this?
Jesus
Christ. This is getting dark.
Yeah, seriously.
So... Then the spy is like, I'll take the bullets for you, Davey. And he runs off to the corner and he starts going like, I'll reflect them off my hat. And I'm like, what the hell is
this
happening?
This guy's he's not a real person. Yeah.
So then Davey goes, no, don't do it. And the other guy, so the bad guy turns towards him
oh
and unloads
God,
against basically.
I can't believe
and starts
it.
Shooting the invisible spy man. He goes, he starts getting shot. And I'm like, what is happening?
Oh, my God.
And so then Davey just fucking shoots the dude and kills him. And he falls
with a real gun?
With a real gun.
Oh, my God.
Kills him.
Where did he get the gun?
I told him he picked it up off the last
guy.
Oh,
sorry. Yeah,
it's okay. So the spy takes all the bullets. And he lives because he's obviously imaginary. And Dave's like, wait, so he could see you? And he's like, that's not important. Don't worry about it.
That is important.
I think what happened is he just...
He probably went
he,
like...
Yeah, he looked like
it was
a real
sort of thing
person.
Like, look behind you.
And he shot it.
Yeah,
which
yeah.
is stupid, but yeah. whatever. He's like, I don't want to play anymore, man.
I know,
I
this is
he
too
sees
much.
A dead body in the water. It's like floating. And he's like, I don't want to play anymore.
I just murdered a guy.
So he grabs his little toy and just stomps on it.
Mm-hmm.
Stomps on it a bunch. And Jack is like, well, your dad said the exact same thing when we were playing like Cowboys and Indians. And then he starts... Jack just starts bleeding from everywhere.
Whoa.
Because he got stomped out, right?
Right. Oh,
he's
so
like,
just like, yeah, Chucky.
He's like, even if you don't believe in me, you got to keep believing on yourself. Go on without me. He's like, I don't want you to die, Jack. He's like,
you
should have
stomped
him out
then.
Yeah. I don't want you to die. He's like, don't worry. Jack Flack always escapes. And then get me a smoke.
He should have said Jack Flack always comes back.
It says always escapes for some reason.
Lame. Anyway.
He
said, give me a smoke.
He gets him a smoke and he goes to get him a smoke. I don't know from where. I guess the dead body.
I guess so.
And then he comes back and he's gone. He's faded away, dude. No more Jack Flack.
Oh, no.
Jack Flack gone. Anyway, Kim.
Jack Flack has.
Is never coming back.
Yeah, that's right.
Anyway, Kim's on the way to the airport. Davey's dad goes to Kim's mom. He's like, hey, is Davey here? And she's like, no, I thought Kim was over there. He's like, oh, no. I got to get on the airport. The phone. And she calls. And this dad has to talk to the police. Who's like, there was a shooting between two people and a kid who looked like your son.
Holy shit.
And I think he's dead in the water.
Oh, my God.
And like, oh, my God. What are you going to do? She's like, well, he's on the way to the airport because Kim left a note for her mom. So they go to the airport.
Right.
And at this point, Davey's like, I got... you know, 25 minutes or so left to save Kim. So I'm going to start like asking, like he goes on the bus. He doesn't have any money for the bus fare. So he starts asking random people for rides.
Right.
And they're like, no, what the fuck?
I'm not going to, yeah.
But then some guy does it. He allows it because he's a taxi driver.
He's the pervert.
He's like, no, I mean, maybe that. But he allows it. Turns out he's a taxi driver. He's like, sure, whatever. I'm going on the way anyway. So he gets a ride there. Mm-hmm. Katie. I put Katie because it was the movie we watched a while ago, the Leprechaun movie.
Oh.
I was thinking of a better character.
Yeah. Kate?
Kim. Kim is there, and she's going to take a flight to Mexico City. And,
why?
I don't know. I guess it's just where they wanted to go. I don't really know why.
Why is she going to fly to
Mexico? She's going to fly to Mexico City to get away from the stop the bomb or something. I don't know.
Okay.
She's just basically listening to whatever Davey says.
Right, right.
So she then gets taken basically like to ask. She goes, it's like, you have to stop this flight because a bad guy is going to go on it. Like these two spies are going to go on it.
Right.
So... so then let's see. Okay, so she's talking to basically like the head of security there. Mm. And is like, look, you gotta stop this flight. You gotta stop the flight to Mexico City because like they're gonna like escape these bad spies. He's like, okay. He's like not really believing her, just like taking notes. It's
obviously,
like, this is weird. But then the old people,
there's terrorists on that plane.
Pretty much. Yeah. Well, this is very like pre 9/11 airport security where it's just like one metal detector. That's it. These old people are dropping guns in the trash can as they board the plane.
The old people
go through the metal detector, but he's like, don't put this camera case through the search it manually. Don't put it through that weird thingamabob.
Right. You know,
because obviously it's bad.
Right.
There's bad stuff inside of it. And Davey, like, arrives at the airport and is like, I'm going to page Kim. And pages her, but she's being interrogated. She's like, was that my name being said? And the guy's like, I wasn't listening. I'm going to keep asking you questions. So she was not very helpful. But then the kid sees the old people, and he runs through security, and the security guard stops him. And he's like, those are my parents. They're abandoning me. And this
clever.
But these are, like, old people. Like, come on, man.
Just like my grandma and grandpa.
He should have said that. But then, so the security guy's like, hey, you two. Is this your kid? They're like, do you look like we could have kids in this age? He says, he's like, I could prove it. I know it's in their camera case. If you open it up, there's a Cloak and Dagger cartridge there.
Oh.
And then they're like, all right, well, we'll check it. But then Kim appears because she's being
interrogated.
She just gets out of the interview. And he says, hey, it's Kim. And what the old guy does is he fucking grabs the gun from the security officer.
Holy shit.
Really quickly, and takes Davey hostage along with the walkie-talkie bomb. I don't really know why he took a walkie-talkie, but he took it.
Right, he has the walkie-talkie.
He has
bomb.
Walkie-talkie now. I think Davey might have taken it. Anyway. So now Kim and Davey's parents arrive at the airport. They're like, what the fuck is going on? And then this old guy... The old guy comes out with a gun, and this dude walks up to him and says, hey, what's going on here? And the old guy just shoots him in the knee.
Jesus
like,
Christ.
Fucking caps him out, and everyone starts freaking out in the airport. And he's like, I got this kid hostage. Get me a plane to Mexico. I'm like, oh, my God. What is happening?
This is insane.
This is nuts. So then...
I feel like this isn't for children anymore.
No, it's like, getting like... It's throwing dark, dude.
Yes.
It's throwing dark. This is the thing where it's like, back in the 80s,
yeah,
movies are like, oh, it's for kids? Kids need real shit.
Yeah, that's
right?
True.
Kids need a little real shit.
They need to learn that people get murdered.
They need to know that people die a lot. You can't always trust old people.
Yeah, exactly.
So which is funny because this dude shows up and talks to Davey's dad. Mm-hmm. And this dude is like, yeah, so like, apparently there were some spies who were like, you know, the shootout happened when these two guys were trying to sell like footage to these foreign agents. And I guess, you know,
this guy know this?
We're looking for your son's body at this point.
Oh, my God.
I know. And he's like, what? And they're like, anyways, there's a plane getting hijacked over here. And they all run to the plane that's getting hijacked. I don't know what this FBI guy's doing here. Like, why he met them up. It's very strange.
Yeah.
But he's here. So, yeah. So the two spies are now like, if I don't get a pilot to fly us in Cuba in 5 minutes, we're going to kill this kid.
Jesus fucking Christ.
So Davey's dad's like, oh my God, that's my son. I'm going to pretend to be a pilot. So like,
well, he was in the Air Force.
So he's like, they're like, what if he find out he doesn't? He's, you know, you're actually out of the fly. And he's like, I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
So by the way, the bomb still ticking down, has 2 minutes left.
Oh, God.
And they get into the plane and the pilot gets in. Obviously, he's his dad.
Obviously.
And Davey's in the back. There was his bomb. Just don't know what to do with a bomb. He's got to disarm it, and he starts pulling things out. He's like, Jack, come on,
help
me.
That's so much more dangerous.
Jack, come on, help me. He's like, it doesn't work. Pulls out some stuff. It doesn't happen.
Right.
And I guess these spies don't know about the walkie-talkie bomb. I guess they weren't involved. I guess it was those three guys.
It was the other guys,
yeah. Those three guys had the bomb. So, yeah. So, Davey's dad pretends to be a pilot. He's, like, doing all his stuff under a gun.
Mm.
And, like, he's actually doing pretty good. I didn't know he had this past experience. That makes a lot of sense.
Right.
So, he's, like, he's going to call the tower. But then he's like, Davey, get to the front. And, like, you don't even get Davey, but then the lady comes out and, like, looks and finds the bomb and is like, oh, my God, my husband, get over here now. We got to fucking deal with this. And he looks at it. He's like, oh, no, I don't know how to do this. I don't know. He pulls out one thing. He's like, I don't know how to disarm this. It's like very much an old guy being like, I could do this. Oh, no.
Just throw it away. How big is this bomb?
That's what I'm throwing. Just throw it outside.
Yeah.
But I think at this point, the cabin's pressurized, so they can't leave.
Oh, okay.
So, like, and then the dad, like, pushes the thing forward and, like, kicks it, but then they open the window, I guess, and
So it's not pressurized.
I don't know. Oh, so it's in the front of the cabin. So he pressurizes the cabin, but the pilot area, which Davey is now in front of, he's with his dad.
The cockpit. The pilot area.
I don't know why I can think of cockpit. I don't have cocks on the mind, dude.
It's true.
Not like some of us.
Yeah, apparently not.
His dad throws him out the window, basically. Yeah. He's like, get out of here. He's like, but dad, I love you. I'll miss you. He's like, yeah. He rolls.
Yeah, whatever.
Like, whatever. Just roll away from the plane. Run away from it when it lands. So he throws him out. He runs away from the plane. The plane just starts taking off. He's just going and going. When you know the bomb, they can't disable it. It's going to blow up.
Can't get rid of it.
So then, boom, the plane explodes.
Oh, my God. But the dad was on that plane.
The dad's on the plane. But then, out of the wreckage, out of this fire, you see
a parachute?
No, you see it. No, because it hasn't even launched yet. It's still on the runway, and it blows up. Walks out the silhouette of Jack Flack. And then it turns into his dad. And that's when I was like, that's the same actor. I knew you'd love that.
Oh, man.
That's the same actor.
That shit rocks so hard. Oh, man. I love it.
And then he says, Jack Flack always escapes. Son, like, and his dad, the kid's like, I don't need him anymore, and that's the end of the movie.
Wow, does it end with like a power ballad or like
it has some pretty intense music, but not really like a power ballad? But yeah,
highway to the danger zone,
it might as well feel like that. This is a weird movie. I kind of liked it,
I thought it was all right,
it was kind of fun.
It's very not for children,
I think kids can handle it because kids are in it. They can understand, but yeah, it's pretty violent.
Yeah, definitely. Kids.
They show like
kids can understand murder.
But yeah, your best friend can get killed. Yeah. You know, I don't know. It's adventurous. I don't know. Kids can handle. I'm sure it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it is a. It gets real dark.
It does.
Apparently, in an interview, the kid who played
Kim,
Davey, was like, "It's pretty exciting and violent. I get to shoot a gun." I'm like, "Yeah, dude, you committed a murder.
A guy.
You took a man's life.
Yeah,
and we're just not going to examine that. We're not just going to move on. I don't even know if those spies live. They probably died. I assume
they were bad guys. I think
they must have been.
Oh, the old people.
Yeah,
yeah, they're dead.
Yeah, all the bad guys in this movie died. I think then.
Yeah, I think
all the other spies got killed by each other.
The best way to go about it. Yeah,
yeah, everyone died. But yeah,
it was pretty good.
It was an abrupt ending.
Yeah.
I don't really know
where
else
do you go. Right?
I guess you're right. Like, just hang out and be like, Kim, thanks for all that.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
It was fine.
It was a fine movie. I think it was just the weirdest thing was the tonal shift.
Yeah.
Where it just threw so dark all of a sudden.
I liked how fun the beginning of the movie was. And I like the idea of like a kid with an overactive imagination ends up having to deal with like a real world consequence.
Yeah.
I think that's fun.
Full life consequence. Yeah.
Full life consequences. Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. Half life. Full life consequences. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What is it? John Freeman, who's Gordon Freeman's brother.
Yes.
We
all know those references. We're now alienating all the old people in our audience and all the young people too.
Yeah. But yeah, I like that concept. But yeah, I feel like this movie really went off the fucking rails.
It got real crazy, which I kind of appreciate though. Like,
yeah.
Have a movie that's just like, oh, this is cute and innocent, and then it gets real crazy.
Really crazy and dark. Yeah.
Yeah.
I liked a lot of the effects, too. Some of the effects are pretty cool.
Yeah, some of the stunts were fun.
There's a lot of fun things with, like, split screen with the dad and Jack Fisk and stuff.
This is, like, a really solid movie. I don't know if I would be like, man, you're missing out if you're not watching. This is a hidden gem. I'm just like, no, this is, like...
I think it is a hidden gem.
I would say it's a hidden, like, piece of gold. You know, like okay. It's pretty good.
All right, all right.
Gem is strong. Like gem, I'm like, oh shit, I found a gem. I found some gold. I'll be like, oh, that's cool. I'm not a leprechaun, but this is cool. You know?
Don't you dare invoke that leprechaun.
He's hanging out here somewhere.
Don't you dare. Yeah, but yeah, I liked it. I would recommend it. I think it was fun.
Yeah, I think you could do a lot worse. I think it's just kind of weird. I just never heard of this. I just kind of like feel like it.
I don't think it's weird. I've never heard of this. This definitely feels like a movie that I would never have heard of. Like, you know, it to me feels like.
I just feel like considering this is double feature of The Last Starfighter, I feel like I hear a lot more about The Last Starfighter.
Yeah, a movie that centered around a video game. Definitely.
This movie also centers around a video
game. That's what I'm saying. That's why you should have heard about this, but you didn't. So it's weirder that you haven't heard of it, is what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. I see what you're saying. But as opposed to you, who's like, oh,
I don't care about video games.
I don't care about video games. I'm a big adult man. I'm an adult man, no playing old video games.
But yeah, it was cute. I thought the kid that played Davey was really good in this.
Yeah.
You know, he did a good job. All the kid actors
that kid,
were great.
That kid continued to act until this day.
That's true. He's still around.
Doing acting stuff. So, I mean, good for him.
Yeah.
I think this is a fun movie. I did not expect of it.
Thank you for recommending it, Old School Zero. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate this rec. This is a good one. Also, yeah, the tone... I think they said tone shifts.
Yes,
it
does.
Not wrong. It got pretty weird.
If you guys have any movies that you would recommend, you could email us at emailthegetherhalfpodcast.com or reach out to us on Facebook, Instagram, Threads, Twitter, or on our Discord, which is where Old School Zero was able to reach out to us.
Yeah, you can put all the suggestions you want there.
Please do. And then if you want to listen to our previous episodes, you can find them on any podcatching app. And while you're there, please leave a 5-star rating and a review. We will read on the show no matter what it says, even if it is codes to a stealth fighter jet.
Ooh, yeah. Then we get chased after people who are like, we're going to shoot your kneecap.
Yeah.
And then you're going to sit there bleeding. And then we're going to shoot you in the stomach. And then we're going to let you bleed out from there. And you're going to want to die.
That's
so badly.
That's pretty fucking intense.
That was the craziest part to me.
Yeah. It's to say that to a child.
To telling this kid that he's just going to get like brutally murdered in a horrible way. Like not all deaths are quick. It's just like, no, torture is a thing.
That's a lot for a child to like take
that
in.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
To think that this man's threatening him. But I guess they really had to justify him killing someone.
I
suppose
so.
This guy's a complete freak.
Yeah.
He wants to murder a child in like a horrible way.
Yeah. I also do like the thing of like, did they see your imaginary friend? Don't think about it too much.
Yeah, they really were just like, ah.
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about this guy. We'll never see him again.
Yeah.
He crushed the toy.
But yeah, I like the movie. I'd recommend it. Check it out, guys.
One question.
What?
So he mentioned his dad had the same thing. Was his dad ever, like, did he mention anything in your half about like, I used to play with toys when I was a kid?
Yep. His dad said that he always wanted to be like, he always wanted to be a hero, because that was the thing, is that they all want to be heroes, basically. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, and then I did. I worked at the base, and I entered the Air Force and stuff like that. So he's like, I wanted to be a hero. I became one. But then he's like, not all heroes are people that like solve mysteries or kill people. Some heroes just put food on the table, you know?
Damn.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Real. It's too bad that's kind of all washed.
It's definitely undermined by the rest of the film.
The rest of the movie. But yeah, all right, that's fair. He got it in there.
Yeah, kind of. And, you know, now he sees his father as an imaginary friend. And that's what we should
now
all
he finally connects
as.
The two. He's like, wait a second. Yeah. I've been thinking of my dad as my imaginary friend when he could be my real friend.
Oh, my God.
He finally recognized him. It took that moment
Guys,
for him,
too. Guys, reach out to your dads and say, you are my best imaginary friend.
And then they'll be like,
what
Sean,
are you talking
are
about?
Are you high?
Yeah. You want to listen to that podcast again?
Listen to that other half podcast. Yeah. We talk about Leprechaun come a lot.
Yeah. Don't talk to me ever again, child.
There's a reason I've disowned you.
I'm going to shoot your kneecaps. Then I'm going to shoot your stomach.
And I'm going to laugh.
Good night, everybody.